Listening Library presents Gathering Blue by Lois Lowry.
This is Lois Lowry. I suppose as we hurtle through space, blasting now into another century, all of us think about the what comes next part. When I ponder questions that fall into the what-if category, people appear on my blank slate imagination. Fictional people. This time, for me, it was a girl. I gave her a name. That's always what I do first. And once she was named, Kira became real to me, human, and valuable. And gradually her world became real, too, mysterious as it was. It makes sense to me that at some time in the distant future, after the world we know has wrecked itself, as it well may, new kinds of societies will emerge. Highly technical, tightly structured, rigidly controlled, maybe. I created such a world when I wrote The Giver. But it seems possible to me that other kinds of worlds might evolve. How about a society with no technology at all? How about a community of disorder, savagery, and self-interest? That's where I found Kira. She was sitting on animal skins, frightened and alone, beside a dead body. Gradually, I began to perceive that this girl and the people who entered her environment as I wrote were actually a pretty complex society, even though their day-to-day existence was quite primitive. They washed in a stream, hunted animals for food, and left their dead to rot in a field. Yet they had thick volumes of law, some odd vestiges from a past civilization, and even hints of a lost religion. We who write tend to fall in love with our characters. We create impossible...